It will not shock you to learn that Tech Week is difficult, particularly on the sleeping front. I got home just before midnight, and it's my morning to get up with the kids, so I've been complaining about being tired. I had several people reach out and say, hey, they're not tired all the time. I've done some work on my own side to not be as tired, and I'm doing a good job, but today, I'm tired. My point is I'm tired, because I got home late and I woke up early. What are you going to do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play a theme song.
Your Daily Lex.
So Jagged Little Pill opens on Friday. We have a weird rehearsal tonight because we're having somebody do a key role who's an understudy, who's never done it before, only because one person had a health issue. They're now fine, so I think this is a little more belt and suspenders than necessary. Regardless, it'll be a useful run. I felt very good about yesterday's run, and then we got Wednesday and Thursday before we open Friday, so good stuff. One thing that's interesting to me with this theater, Playhouse 22, is some of the theaters I work with are really good at selling out. When I do shows at the Algonquin Arts Theater in Manasquan, they have so many subscribers. The shows do incredibly well. It's a 500 and something seat theater, and they sell them out. Or they get very close to it. This is a 200 something seat theater. I think it's officially 199, but it's 200 something. Trust me. When I say officially, that's what they tell the theater licensing groups because it affects costs. They have some shows that have 150, 160 seats sold, and they have some shows that have 150 seats available. So I'm really hoping that we don't do a show next Saturday night, a week from this Saturday, with only 35 people in the audience, 40 people in the audience. That would be a little disappointing. It's a little bit harder to do when there's not as many people there. Now, I will say, with Comedy Sports, the main theater that we use for Comedy Sports holds 45 to 50 people comfortably. When it's full, that's 45 to 50 people, and that's a great crowd. When it's got 25 people, you can still do a good show. We've done great shows when there's 8 people there, but it's harder. Getting that energy from an audience is a big deal, and it's more fun to do when more people are watching. So I'm hopeful that we'll keep selling tickets, and I think word of mouth will be good. The show's looking pretty good. I had a funny-ish experience yesterday where I was at my second of 3 days of training to become a hospice volunteer, and a grief counselor came in to speak to us at one point who works with the organization that I'd be volunteering for, and when her presentation was done, one of the people who works at this nursing company was like, hey, did you know that that woman is also an actor like you? I was like, no, I don't. But unsurprisingly, since we are both active in New Jersey Community Theater, we know a million people in common. She directed a show that one of my closest friends was in. She's very good friends with the director of Jagged Little Pill. She's going to see Jagged Little Pill. We spoke for 5 minutes. Then she left. And then I got a Facebook request from her, which was funny. And then she sent me a note saying, hey, you do podcasting. We should make a podcast together about grief. And you know what? Maybe we should. It's so funny to me how those things can happen so fast because we also just met. We'll see. I've had a lot of people ask me, why do you want to be a hospice volunteer? And it's in fact a question that they ask during hospice volunteer training. And a lot of people said things like, well, I had a family member who went through hospice, and I saw how helpful the volunteers were to us, so I wanted to do it. And I was like, literally, I woke up one day and said to my wife, I think I should be a hospice volunteer. And that was it. And honestly, the people who are the actual employees loved that response. They're like, you know, it is a calling. You can let your spirituality be whatever it is in this context, but they're like, it's a calling. I'm like, I guess so. I got called. I felt the calling. I don't know. I just suddenly felt compelled that I should do this, and I'm looking forward to it. Not in a morbid way. Don't be weird. It was also it's interesting to me when I miss an Apple keynote, a WWDC keynote, and then watch it later, because I think when you're not watching it live with the excitement of it live, whether it's the reality distortion field or just the excitement of it, it's different. It is different when you're not there watching the play-by-play, because it's just somehow calmer and less whatever. Still some cool stuff. But as I posted on Mastodon yesterday, it is funny to me how after every Apple keynote, there are people like, that was the coolest thing ever. And then people are like, boring. Some of each, obviously, but like me. Anyway, hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday, June 9th. And we'll talk more soon. Cause how could we not? It's a daily podcast, for crying out loud. I've never missed a day, right? Right?
Lex.